A big change. Hi, and welcome to the show. Today in the studio, we have travel writer Margaret Goodman. She's here to tell us about her experience as an expat in the south of France. Welcome, Margaret. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So tell us, what made you move across the channel?
Well, I'd always holidayed in France and was quite familiar with the country. We used to go camping in the Dordogne every year as a family. I loved the French villages in that region of France. The patisseries, boulangeries, the countryside, the culture of wining and dining al fresco. It all seemed so quaint and civilized. Then as I got older and the children flew from the nest, so to speak, I decided to make the move over there permanently. So we, my husband and I, bought a house, packed up our things, and drove over to France. I'm lucky as my job as a writer gives me the freedom to work anywhere in the world.
So was it difficult to adapt when you first arrived? Holidaying somewhere isn't quite the same as living there.
Of course not. It took me a while to adjust, yes. You have to get used to many things. There are certain ways of doing things here that are different. Different social codes that you have to decode, not to mention the language. Integrating is an important part of the process.
And do you feel part of the community now?
Generally speaking, yes. It's a small village, so it's difficult to avoid people. I've made some friends, so of course people know who I am. I'm much that petite anglaise, a term I rather like as it makes me sound young, even though I'm not. And petite really means little.
Any plans to move back?
Not for now. My husband and I want to stay. And besides, I haven't finished writing about France. I could go on forever.
Well, we could go on forever too, but we really must stop here. Thank you so much, Margaret.